only 8 more episodes till Radio Free Cybertron number 500. This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 492. I am Brian Kilby, and this is sort of our Halloween episode. So I'm wearing my Macho Man shades, and therefore I cannot read anything on the screen right now.
Yeah, the only thing I have to scare y'all with is my PayPal credit balance. That's the only thing I have to scare y'all with, and I can't screen share that. So just imagine lots of numbers that are very scary to your wallet.
Diecast is wearing his Captain America.
Wait, Diecast, helmet. Don't you have the Iron Man helmet?
He can't do the podcast through that.
Yeah, he could try.
Captain America mask with a Flash shirt.
It would basically be the Six Shot podcast, because you would be talking like this throughout the whole episode.
You can leave the face plate up.
The ninja consultant from Radio Free Cybertron.
Yes, exactly.
You know, he looks like Captain America from the first Captain America movie.
Nice.
Oh, the 1981?
Yes.
Yeah, nice. Okay, let's see
but
here.
He didn't even have a mask. He just had a motorcycle helmet.
He did. Oh, that's like from 76, yeah. I thought you meant like the made for the direct-to-video one that came out in the late 80s or early 90s.
I've got a copy of that, but I've never watched it.
It's terrible. Hey, with me this week, we have Chris, who's never watched it.
Hey.
Matt.
Don. Hi.
Yeah, Don.
Hey. Hey, buddy.
Diecast.
Hello.
And Rob Clay.
Hi.
And I can tell basically from how long it takes him to say something to know what the lag on Skype is this week.
No.
I think Matt was just being an asshole.
I was pretty sure they were doing it on purpose.
Yeah, and if Rob Clay was on camera, he would look a lot like Wolfman Jack.
He's the Ox King.
Yeah, I'm Ox King.
Zach, I saw him around.
I need to get that hat.
Who is Ox King?
Oh, Don.
Don's
it's
the guy.
It's my Twitter avatar. It's my Twitter avatar, Don.
Oh, okay. Is that from Dragon Ball?
Yeah.
Goku's father-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can tell by the bad animation still. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. Hey, let's see here. So just some house cleaning things. We have our Extra Life. I'm going to scratch out 24-hour live stream, and it's just our live stream. So we are going to support Extra Life this year. Which is a live stream-a-thon where people play games and the proceeds go – and people watch and donate. And proceeds go to the Children's Miracle Network. I'm personally supporting Duke Children's Hospital in North Carolina. You can go to tfradio.net/extralife, all lowercase, to donate. Current goal is $1,000. I'm going to start sharing the link out like mad – like starting tonight. So right now we have two people who are participating, myself and Jason, our buddy Jason Kirk. So I am going to start today off with Skyrim Remastered, which comes out tomorrow as a recording. And I'll be streaming from 8 until 11 a.m. I don't know what I'm going to do for the second 2 hours. I'm playing around with the idea of Oregon Trail. Not certain. Right now, Jason is going to be streaming from 4 until 7 p.m. With one of probably my all-time favorite game, which is Super Mario World. And then starting at 7, I'll be streaming for the rest of the day. This is all Eastern time. Starting off with the Transformers stuff. That's the stuff that hopefully you want to see. Starting off with Mystery of Convoy. Yes. Mystery of Convoy. I will be streaming it for an hour. I might get to level 3. I don't know that I've ever gotten past level 2. Then after that, I'll be playing for the next hour the Headmasters game on the Famicom Disk System. Not as bad, still not good. Then for the hour after that, currently tentatively going to be playing Beast Wars on the PS1. After that, the Transformers PS2 game, not the good one, not the one that's based on Armada, the terrible G1 game that's on the PS2 from Japan. And I'm not quite certain yet what I'm going to play for the last hour, but if you want to donate to my suffering, Or if you want to make a suggestion, go to tfradio.net/extralife, and you can donate and make suggestions.
Hey, Brian, I got a suggestion for your last hour.
Okay.
Get you an Atari flashback system and end with Yar's Revenge.
I've already got it, but I want to do a Transformers-based game.
Okay.
I could do the C64 game. I've never
You have Rise of the
it.
Dark Spark?
Oh, God, I do.
And it's sold.
So, I, like, being one of the handful of people that actually got a review copy of Rise of the Dark Spark, I mean, there weren't many people, and I, after playing it, I know why. Yeah, I still have that. Oh, is that on my? I can't remember if that's on Steam or my Xbox. I think it's on Steam. No, maybe not. Maybe it's Xbox.
I got a review copy of the Transformers Prime Wii game.
And I got
whatever happened to that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good game, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's decent.
As, you know, Transformers games go.
I bought that one. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't. And that's an accomplishment with the Transformers game.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I'm toying around with the idea right now of playing the Beast Wars second game on the Game Boy Color for an hour.
That's just a fighting game, isn't it?
Yeah. And hopefully I'll be chatting with people throughout the night. Diecast has already said that he'll be
going to call in.
Yeah, he'll call in. So we'll see how this goes. We may try the new audio setup where I'm going to be taking calls, or Don will be taking calls here in a month or so. We'll see.
Oh, boy.
That'll be fun. It'll be trial by fire. And, of course, also we have Operation Combination, which if you've been a listener for a while, a few years ago, you'll remember Operation Beehive, where we were trying to clear all the shelf warmer Transformers off the shelf. We're doing that again, but this year the theme is combiners. But honestly, it applies to anything. But what you can do is just buy toys and donate them. There are plenty of reputable charities that take these donations, like Toys for Tots, Angel Tree, Ronald McDonald House, your local children's home or foster care. But if you do it, just take a picture when you're in the store. Just take a picture and tweet it at us at TF Radio. Put hashtag Operation Combination, and we'll share it out. It'll be a lot of fun. Let's see what we can do to help kids. We're all about helping kids.
Yeah, and I noticed if you follow me on Twitter at Diecast2, that Walmart dropped their prices on the Titans Return Deluxes down to $9.88.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, you noticed like 2 days after Don tweeted about that.
Clear out wave one so we can start getting some wave two.
I've actually already started to do that. So,
and then
I like to hit the rollback aisles.
Yeah.
The Toys R Us booklet that I got in the mail today puts some RID Warriors at like $10, but I think the only ones they picture are the Toys R Us exclusive ones. So I don't know if it's going to be just those or, you know, all of the RID Warriors wave.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything before we talk about new stuff? Okay. Diecast, what'd you get this week?
Oh, I got, thanks to Matt.
Isn't it nice? It's bisque.
Bisque. Lobster bisque. He is awesome. The color's awesome. The transformation's awesome. Honestly, this is the best RID figure I've ever had. Awesome car. Awesome.
Oh, man. Thunderhoof.
It's great.
Thunderhoof is so nice, though.
Thunderhoof? I didn't actually open Thunderhoof yet, so... But it did open Bisque right
but
away.
But I have the Transformers Adventures one, so it doesn't count.
So do I.
Yeah. I know. Well, I'm just saying, you said RID, so I'm saying it's the Adventures. So, but yeah.
Why didn't you open that diecast?
Did somebody try to call John?
I haven't had time.
Not me.
Eh. Not me.
Maybe he's adding himself. I don't know. That would be awesome if John.
Yeah, I think he's here in the chat.
Yeah, apparently he.
John is here.
We said his name.
Yeah, I made myself comfortable.
Hey, John, but, how's it going?
What's up?
Did you get anything this week?
Yeah, I got Walgreens Brainstorm.
I hate you.
Oh. I also got the Blaster from Takara.
Ooh, it's pretty.
And he's nice. Got some extra green on there. Got a little extra. The cassette is white instead of that gray color. And thanks to another... very special friend, I got
Paul or
was that Dan?
Ooh. Yeah, Dan Updrod hooked me up with Hauler. Very happy to have him.
So TFCon was this past weekend. And apparently, Dan was there representing with the RFC shirt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
We love Dan.
and we have one other late joiner this evening.
Massey.
Who? Yes.
Oh God. Don't get her, Tom.
Getting intact in about 5 minutes.
Start the countdown.
We'll see.
Well, it's Wednesday night.
So we'll talk about more about Brainstorm later on, but when searching for Brainstorm this week, I found Chrome Dome and Ratbat. And I paid too much for them, but I didn't have them. Ratbat? Yeah.
Mine Ratbat?
No, I'm sorry, not Ratbat.
Mine White. Yeah.
Sorry.
Mine goes to Ratbat.
There's two Transformers bats. I always just do that. Yeah,
they're both purple.
There's at least four.
Oh, Optimus Primal. And who's the fourth?
Five, then. So you got Ratbat, Mindwipe, Optimus Primal, Nightscream, and Soundwave.
Optimus Prime is a monkey.
Soundwave. And then there's at least one repaint, right?
Don't forget Sonar.
Oh, Sonar.
Yeah, Sonar. I guess there's also Onyx Primal, if you want to, acknowledge that.
isn't there one that came in the eHobby exclusive? Soundwave? Sunblaster, I mean? The enemy comes at that set. No, it's not. It's not. Yeah.
Oh, Wing Thing.
Yeah, Soundwave's Target Master Partner.
Is Wing Thing Ratbat, or is it something else?
The Wing Thing is his
Wing
own thing.
Wing Thing was his Action Master Partner it's been co-opted as a Ratbat repaint
other times. Okay, they're more than two bats.
Yes.
Yeah, we're up to like nine.
So, but yeah, I got Chrome Dome and Mindwipe. my buddy Stan has been holding on to this for months so that he could give it to me in person. It has nothing to do with Transformers, but I have to share it because it looks so inappropriate. It's the cat paw. It looks like a wand that terminates with a cat's paw. And you squeeze it's got a trigger. You squeeze the trigger slowly and it meows. You squeeze the trigger fast and it's my favorite thing ever.
Okay, it sounds like they lifted the sound effects from the original series episode that has cat's paw.
Possibly.
Cat's
paw. It's got the little cat pad here. You can rub it. It's so cute. And he got it at CVS in Savannah, Georgia. When I was looking for Brainstorm this past weekend, I found one at the local Walgreens, and I got another one because Kim liked it so much because she likes petting the cat with it.
Is that this year's Thingamajig, Brian?
Yes. Speaking of Thingamajigs, I was at BJ's, warehouse store, like Sam's Club, and they had knockoff Thingamajigs. Swear to God.
I think they're a few years late on that one.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of sad somehow.
I tweeted out a picture of them. I thought they were Thingamajigs. Yeah, third-party Thingamajigs, John says. Or not Thingamajigs. I actually thought about buying one, but they're like way more expensive than a Thingamajig even was. It was really weird.
So but, like a third-party toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anybody else get anything? Nope. Okay.
No.
Okay. So, I can't pronounce this. This Week in History. In 2006, the Hot Rodimus versus Xiao Xiao. Is she his? Is this a versus set or is she the included PVC figure?
She's the partner.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was hoping this was a versus set, and that would have been amazing. But Hot Rodimus, that set is released in Japan.
There's only Kiss Player thing you could find for this week.
Yeah, and that was, of course, the one that we got as Mirage. They used the same one there, I guess.
But it was released as Rodimus for SDCC, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. I like the description on the wiki because the picture has a little thing saying, the fishing rod turns into arm blasters. The girl eats dumplings.
That's nice. I was always a fan of the Ford GT, and I always thought that was a really nice looking toy.
It is. It's. I was lucky enough. I've got the Mirage version. I got the clear Mirage version from Japan, and I've got Hot Rod. And all three instances are just really great uses of that mold. It's a really good figure.
How much Dynamics went into getting that clear Mirage, Don?
Oh, I got it when it came out, so it was like retail at the time. So it was, you know, it wasn't the heavy aftermarket prices. So
I need retail. I'm disappointed in you, Don.
I didn't even know there was a clear version of that mold.
Yeah, I'll try to find one, Diecast, while y'all are doing that, because I didn't get anything this week.
So I'm gonna just, on this next one, I'm going to say this one normally we pick a This Week in History item that's 5 years old or older, and this one does not, but I'm certain XV wanted to poke the bear with this one, and I approve. In This Week in History in 2013, enlistment begins for the closed beta for JAGX's Transformers Universe mobile game.
That was not mobile. Did anyone play it?
Oh, it wasn't mobile. That's right. It was on the PC, and
It began the closed beta, which was the only phase of its life it was part of.
I was still working at the radio station at this point, and I played it on my laptop, and I was like, "What WTF is this?" I just couldn't get into it. It just didn't work for me. And that's after I wanted to play this for, 3 years at that point?
Well, no, didn't we first find out about it in 2012? Maybe late 2011?
Was it 2012? I thought it was 2010. I thought it was in Orlando when they were showing it off at...
No, the sign-up thing was BotCon 2012.
Okay. Were you there?
I thought it was...
Yeah, I was there.
Were you sure?
I think I know where I was in 2012.
It'll be JD was there with you.
Yeah, but I thought that was after the fact. Okay. But it was one of those bots.
No, they were doing the thing in 2012 where you could reserve your in-game name, and boy, that sure helped.
Which I never got to play as
I still have my card somewhere.
Me too, but I never got to play as my character.
I actually got a photo with my character or something.
That was after the fact. I think you did that at New York Comic Con, right?
Yeah, yep.
So my two characters, I've never admitted this, and I love the guy, but I'm gonna fess up to this. So my two characters that I signed up for, one was Billy, and I know you're gonna hate me for this, Mike, but my other character that I signed up for was TFG1 Mike. Just so that when he tried to do it, he would be like, "Who took TFG1 Mike?" That was me trolling him, but I don't guess he actually found out because he probably... Because
nobody got to use any of the reserved names.
Nobody got to do that. Yeah. It was fun.
Just be warned, we're going to have another fairly recent This Week in History when we get into December.
Oh, I can't wait. I don't remember what it is, so...
That's fine. It's related, though.
Okay, cool. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to the news. So this popped up right the next day after we recorded last week. MP36 Megatron 2.0 is revealed, and I feel like the biggest idiot.
And it is the gray prototype that I said was probably the Takara one, because nobody was claiming credit for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I'd held off on getting a third-party Megatron now. So,
well Brian, I'll be honest. Looking at this Megatron, I mean, this Megatron does look great, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with Despotron. I think he looks great too.
I think this looks so much better than Despotron because his face looks so much more accurate to Megatron than Despotron does.
All of his faces.
Yeah. Not that Despotron is bad. He is the best third party Megatron we've gotten thus far, but this is better. And
yes.
I wish I'd got this one instead.
I don't know if this is better, but
it looks better. It looks a lot better.
I really, really like the accessories.
Yeah.
The damaged Megatron is just awesome. That's probably how I'm going to leave him, just in damaged mode with maybe Starscream holding him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I should have held off. Live and learn. Well, should have held off.
No. Yeah. No, you did the right thing.
And patience pays off for me once again.
Yeah.
No, see, I will not agree that you should have held off because this makes it funny.
Yes, this is true.
This is the whole MP10 drama I wanted at BotCon that year come true.
But you,
this is going to be shot.
No tears. I would have cried literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah,
cried.
You would have cried. You would have cried, and that would have been great. But I will take what I can get.
Yeah.
This is going to be Shockwave. Everyone's going to get him in hand, and he's going to say, "Oh, he's so light, and he's so skinny, and it's not going
to." They have a comparison shot of him next to MP10.
It's not
see
skinny.
That in the corner, but it's hard to see. It's hard to, like, you know, half of him's cut off, so it doesn't really help that much.
He looks so nice. Oh my god.
I think he looks nice. I don't think I'd go as far as saying I shouldn't have bought Despotron.
I will gladly say I shouldn't have bought Despotron. Yep.
It was worth waiting however many years it's been waiting for a redone Masterpiece Megatron because they got it right.
Yeah. So, like Diecast said, once it's in hand, we'll know better because Shockwave is not the be-all, end-all. He's nice. Trax is definitely not the be-all, end-all.
Yes, we've gotten our hopes up before. Let's not forget this.
But it looks so good.
But we've also had the reverse. We've also had the reverse happen with, like, say, Ironhide and Ratchet.
This is true.
So
I'm getting
to a lesser degree Hot Rod.
Oh yeah, I'm getting a headache wearing these Macho Man glasses. I don't think he wore these for more than 5 minutes at a time. So
just when he was on camera.
Yeah. Headache. Wow. Focusing through them is very hard. Okay. Yeah, this looks really, really, really nice.
Even the gun mode looks really good.
Yeah.
The accessories are great.
I know it's the wrong mold, but I kind of want to see this done in, like, Classics Nerf Color Megatron just for some weird reason. I don't know why. It's the wrong mold.
I agree. I want to see it in the proposed Lava Bath colors.
I'd like to see it in that, wasn't G2, what was it? The color that they were going to re-release it in, blue and something.
Yeah, that's the
Lava Bath colors.
That's the Lava Bath colors? What's the story behind that? The color scheme?
They were trying to find a way where they could offer it at retail.
No, I get that.
Because it's so realistic, they had, like, their basically measure of last resort was to color it in safety orange, and what they were describing, I think, is shock blue, mm-hmm. or electric blue.
Yeah.
And they were going to say that, like, at the end of Heavy Metal War, when the Decepticons fall in the lava,
yeah.
That's Megatron in that moment. But even that, because it was a perfectly realistic gun mode, even that was not enough to satisfy, like, their legal department to, you know, get it into the safety regulations.
Well, I mean, I came up with the solution back in, like, 2002. Just take the toy and modify it into a real gun, then you're done.
okay, Chris, one question.
Now you just package it upside down and call it a submarine.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, you're not talking about Safety Megatron, are you?
What do you mean, John?
Yeah. Well, we remember at BotCon, they showed us all those years ago, Safety Megatron in the blue and the chrome and the yellow and the...
Yeah, the Lava Bath Megatron.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've never heard of
it. I've always heard it called Lava Bath Megatron.
I've never heard it called that. I've always heard it called Safety Megatron.
Okay, getting back to this Megatron, though... Do you see the back of that, Brian? Because you're always the first one that's like, Look, the back doesn't even look like a robot.
Let me look at
I
that.
Do agree the back, and if you can see a view of the shoulders from the top down,
yeah.
There's a lot of panel lines.
Oh, great, you ruined it for me. I don't need it now. Thanks. Yeah, thank you, Diecast.
Now we see this in all the Masterpieces, though. In Prototype, everything tends to look a lot better in color, so I'm going to wait to see. This is not killing my hopes yet.
Because with Masterpiece, you get like the opposite world. Effect you get with the regular toys, where you see the hand-painted prototype, and it looks, you know, awesome and super detailed because all the lines stand out. With Masterpiece, it's the opposite effect, where all the lines stand out and make it look terrible, but when it's actual production, it's a lot more subtle and everything kind of flows together better.
Remember the
mess on the backpack isn't going to be helped a whole lot with that. On the other hand, that's the backpack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, we've had a lot of sloppy Masterpieces lately, and I'm just not ready to be like, oh my god, this is great. So
no, I think it's great. I the back doesn't bother me that much.
I mean,
I am going to keep my expectations low.
Good.
Yeah.
The
only thing I'm judging right now is the robot looks good, really good standing there. It's got proportions worked out really nice, better than any of the third-party ones, I think. The gun mode looks really nice. There's no telling what it's going to take to get from the one mode to the other.
Yeah.
But, like, just the qualities we can actually judge it on right now, they did a really good job.
Yeah. I was hoping that they would come close to matching what they did with the MP10, and it looks like they are very close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so speaking of keeping expectations low,
you know, what?
United Warriors Baldigus first official photos.
Yes.
Yeah.
So pretty.
Who cares?
Me pre-ordered already.
I pre-ordered already. So I got at least two people contact me. It's like, Brian, you have to pre-order this. And my this was like within minutes of it going up, and I said, I already did.
So, this is why I'm glad, and Chris, I'm not saying this to make you feel bad. I'm just saying this is kind of why I'm glad I was holding off on getting United Warriors Bruticus. Because, like I said, you know, it's just not enough difference between the U.S. one for the money visually, like Computron is. But if I can get the Unite Warriors mold in Ruination colors, I am Baldigus more colors. Than happy with.
And honestly, I expected Ruination would be at least a year off. It would be some kind of tail end exclusive thing. I didn't think it was going to be the next thing after Skylinks.
I mean, I say Baldigus and Ruination is two distinct things, and I can't call this Ruination. It's Baldigus.
Yeah, it is Baldigus because they're
very distinctly different.
Yeah, they're distinctly. It's just force of habit, but
I think it looks great. I want it in Ruination colors as well. I
hope
don't water it down too much because I still need Battle Gaia. So
yeah.
Well, I'll get it in that as well.
Well, since they're doing these pieces,
and if they do a G2 version, I'll get that as well. Sorry, Don.
So, with them doing this for Baldigus, and they're doing the extra weapons that combine like the original figure, the new Hasbro Collectors Club could be where we see Ruination.
Could be. Who knows?
I do like how they're using the. I'll call it the Hasbro hands and feet, but
yes,
it's the first time Takar is using these hands and feet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Megatron is getting the Victorian hands and feet, and this is the first use of the Computron hands and feet in Unite Warriors.
Yeah.
Looks so really nice.
And they've also appropriated a lot of the gun molds from other combiners. This has a lot of Constructicon weapons. Unite Warriors
and
Constructicon
it has
weapons.
Scattershot guns.
From Unite Warriors,
I also want this in Universe Ruination colors, both versions. I want it the desert camo and the Arctic camo.
I mean, it's not too far off from the desert camo version because the main difference was changing the gray parts for the gold, similar to the original Japanese release.
Now, I do hope that using a different color plastic on this Blastoff mold will help because I am not a fan of Unite Warriors Blastoff. As a figure, the shuttle mode is going to look terrible no matter what color you put it in. I'm just hoping the quality of the plastic means it won't have as many parts popping off every time you try to transform it. And that brawl mold has been problematic, to say the least. So,
but it all looks so
here's hoping
good.
It turns out okay. Oh, the colors are magnificent.
Yeah, and I just love the fact they've got the upside down G2 Autobot symbols. Yeah.
That really
yeah.
Damn it!
Yeah, I'm kidding.
It will be mine. It will be mine. Already pre-ordered.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Damn it!
Yep. It looks great.
Well, you know, Chris, if you want to give me after the show, we'll talk some Dynamics. I'll give you some hints. Or you can buy my book. It should be available sometime next century.
Don, you need to write a book. Yeah, I need that. I still want it in Ruination colors.
I do too. Okay. I also want the next topic, if I can find one.
Okay, so I've never gone to more than like the one Walgreens near me. I went to another one because I randomly found it 4 months ago. But I would never go out of my way to go to that one. I've been there like 5 times in the last week.
Yeah, I've been to more Walgreens in the past 3 months than I have my entire life because, yeah. You know, with all due respect to Walgreens, they're kind of pricey on everything.
It's a drugstore.
And but, it's not something.
But what they do have, Luden's cough drop and watermelon. Hmm. Those are delicious.
Ooh, watermelon.
Yeah. But yeah, I need this.
Do they have cherry?
Yes, of course they have cherry.
Ooh.
You've had Luden's cherry before, right?
No.
Oh, they're like freaking...
We're a Halls family.
Oh, they're like...
You're missing out.
Luden's cough drops are not... I probably shouldn't say that. I could get sued. They're not... They're like candy. They're not really effective cough suppressants. But they are delicious. So,
you know what I also find tastes like candy? Advil.
Oh, God. So, but yeah, well, so Brainstorm has been showing up all over the place. I have not found it yet.
Except where you personally are.
Exactly.
Or me.
So for the first time since I was like 12, I gave somebody my name and number and told them to call me if it came in.
I did the same thing.
And
but...
at the other Walgreens, I lied and told the person that my nephew needed it and that if it came into stock to let me know.
Well, I told the folks at my Walgreens, it's like, this is for me. I'm a collector. I am not fighting the people that are, you know, trying to flip them for 50, 60 bucks a piece. You know, I'm just want one for me and I'll be happy.
I'm trying to get one for me and one for Triplett because I told him I would. And,
I do need two for a friend of mine in Australia, but that's for him.
I need it. I may actually go to Walgreens after I finish recording the podcast.
Me too.
So
you people have problems. Mm-hmm. Also, Walgreens that are shorter than 15 minutes away.
Yeah, I have two within 10 minutes.
Yeah, I have like 7 or 8 within 20 minutes, maybe.
I have one within 10 minutes and one within 15, basically.
Let's see here. next item.
I don't have a Walgreens, but I already have Brainstorm because I got him from Robot Kingdom.
Yeah. Okay. Next item, Transformers G1 musical scores coming from Sony Records. It's going to be on Blu-ray, though.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice. I have to think there's probably some kind of licensing or rights issue that forced that.
Possibly.
Like, if they release it as a Blu-ray, they don't have to pay this set of royalties or whatever. If they release it as a single or an album, they got to pay these.
They still have to pay royalties for things, so I'm thinking it's probably they can only sell in a certain format. They only have the rights to sell in that format.
Yeah, it's a licensing thing at some level.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's just not a size thing? Like, maybe they have too much for a...
They could put it on two discs.
Yeah.
Or they could sell it on Amazon. As a download.
Digital, yeah.
It's just iTunes. Weird. I've never heard of any music coming on a Blu-ray disc.
No, that's very irregular.
I mean, yeah. I've bought DVD audio before. I opted for a DVD audio instead of Super Audio CD back when that was a thing. And you could just play it on a DVD player.
Well, remember that time you bought the HD DVD drive?
Yeah, I had like 3 HD DVDs for it. I ended up donated it to Goodwill.
Well, now it says in the release that, you know, it was done. You know, maybe the DVD, the Blu-ray format is the best for transferring it without needing a lot of remastering. Maybe
I don't think that's the case.
Okay, now something I want to point out: this says a box DVD set, and I have in the past gotten music CDs boxed with DVDs. Mm-hmm. So that may be what we're looking at here as opposed to some other weird combination.
I don't know, but I really want this for liners and stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff that I use in the show now are ones that people have isolated on like on YouTube, and you can still hear sound effects they've tried to suppress. So having I have some of the music from that Japanese CD set, but it would be nice just to get this. And this is all re-recorded, right?
No, it's the original masters.
Oh, is it? Okay. I thought that I read that it was being re-recorded. Okay.
He says the original master tapes are in great condition, and he may be remastering everything into 5.1 surround.
And the cool the cool thing is with us getting G.I. Joe, because there was a lot of cross use of the music, but there's also a few pieces that I think are unique to the shows themselves. And then you've also got other show like Jim and the Holograms. It'd be nice if there's some Visionaries music on this as well.
Maybe we can get a Cold Slither album.
So Cold Slither was in G.I. Joe and Transformers and maybe Jim. So just this, the lyric version, the music version with lyrics was only in G.I. Joe.
Oh, God, there'll be a karaoke version that you'll be able to sing at Joe Lana.
I love that idea, Don.
Yes. Or you can sing it at next TFCon, Don.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Let's see here. So, movie block, Takara Tomy, movie anniversary series, Grimlock and Strafe, color photos. That's so cute.
Grimlock looks randomly colored.
So is that an original? That's not a new toy. That's
the Voyager from Age of Extinction.
It just looks so different.
Yeah.
Yes, in all those random colors.
It is so weird, but I like it.
It's good paint. I mean, that's what we should have gotten in the toy line, except what we got.
Is that an Easy Collection Optimus, or is that something else?
That's a new little figure, and Strafe has a Bumblebee to match, that is just made to ride on the Dinobots.
I like it. I actually like this. I hate myself for liking this, but I would buy this.
Strafe doesn't really look all that different, though.
Looks good, though.
It looks good.
But, yeah.
Well, Strafe's deco always looked nice. I'm just, this does not look particularly changed from any of the retail versions.
I think the problem is Strafe is like a deluxe, is like $35 bucks.
That's normal diecast.
Yeah.
Welcome to Japanese Transformers.
Yeah. So last night's Optimus Prime, the toy got leaked.
We have the color guides and a photo, actually.
Is this the deluxe version, or what is this?
So probably color, Voyager.
Color guides, again, I guess we've still got some leak somewhere.
Crap. Looking like it.
The first thing I thought was, oh, good, it's only a movie toy.
And this is probably going to be an early release movie toy also.
Like the protoform?
The protoform or the great big Optimus that came out in February of 2014.
The Amazon one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there is a color sample of the toy out there right now, it is not far off from release.
And this, the leaked toy, is the same one that we just got the color.
Yeah, I compared it to the color guide and it's the same thing.
Okay, here it is, the actual toy. It's ugly.
A little bit.
I think it might have looked a little better if the dark gray spots were a more matte color like they are on the color sheet.
I mean, it's clearly a Transformer, but looking at it, it almost looks like a shampoo bottle Transformer to me.
Oh, that is bad.
With joints. What's
things on its chest?
Pecs.
Armor.
It's weird because pasties. I saw a Hot Toys bust. And it had those too, and it just looks so odd.
Yeah, it looks odd.
Yeah.
Because one thing Optimus Prime has done little by little, especially over the last couple movies, is get to a place where the robot is fully distinct from any vehicle elements.
Yeah.
So that's kind of hurting the toy engineering.
I just don't understand.
I'm sure the toy designers just love that.
Actually, they probably do, because it's just like, okay, let's cram this into some vehicle shell.
Last item from the movie. I think we talked about the same car last week, but not this specific story. Last night contributes to a delayed reveal of the Lieco Lisi Pro driverless car.
Basically, the short version is one of the current prototypes, I guess, is on loan to the Transformers The Last Night production, which Michael Bay is joking that he's going to keep. The other one...
Go ahead.
The other model that was going to actually be revealed at their event in Los Angeles was damaged in transport.
So, Michael Bay made a point to get a photo with this, and I haven't seen any Michael Bay photos with any of the other cars, so clearly this one is very special to him.
I think the Michael Bay photo with that was part of the, you know, promotional thing for the release of the car. Like, I think that was something the manufacturer probably wanted to have happen.
It's like this, Michael Bay wants to blow this car up, but no, you can drive it. Okay.
No, actually, it can drive you. It's a, it's one of those driverless cars.
That's true. Good point.
Okay. From Russia.
Which is what makes it, no, it's from China. It's funnier than that the other prototype was damaged being transported to the show it was going to be revealed at.
But should have driven itself. Inspiring.
Exactly. Okay, so thank you, Amazon. Go to tfradio.net, click on the Amazon link, and anything you buy, Amazon will send a little bit back to help us out.
Doesn't you can't cost... buy a driverless car just yet, but maybe in the future.
That's true. So things that we talked about before, Voltron, tfradio.net/Voltron. That is available to pre-order. The Power Rangers fans should totally pre-order. The Soul of Chogokin Megazord, tfradio.net/Megazord. That's capital M. Computron is still less than $80, tfradio.net/Computron. I just got my Amazon Echo Dot, the new one, and I freaking love it. I don't have a short link to that, but if you have been interested in the Echo at all, for like $50, you can get an Echo, and it's phenomenal. So,
yeah. Hey, Brian, just for our viewers who don't know what that is, why don't you tell them what that is?
It's basically a, it's like a personal assistant. It's a little device that you talk to, and it can play music. Amazon now has like an unlimited streaming service, a paid service, unlike the Prime service, which Prime has a limited selection of music. The streaming service has a very wide selection of music, and for like $4 a month, you can get the package for the Echo, and you can stream unlimited to your Echo. But if you don't have that, you can still stream whatever music you have in your Amazon library, or if you have Amazon Prime, which you should, you can get music from their free streaming service. I learned the, I don't want to say it out loud, but I learned the best command that I've ever given to my Echo ever, which is, Alexa, play Common Man Boogie. Alexa,
play Common Man
Boogie. Play Common Man Boogie. I don't think I have it loud enough, but
it's mine's working.
It's Alexa, stop. It's the theme to Dusty Rhodes in the WWF. It's awesome. He's just a common man working hard with his hands. Yeah. But yeah, tfradio.net/Amazon. Thank you, Amazon. Oh,
Brian, the main thing is, can it play the Monster Mash?
Alexa, play Monster Mash. Yep, sure can.
We can't hear it, Brian.
Yeah, we'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Alexa, yeah. Stop.
Alexa, louder.
I love it. Okay, let's see here. Third party. Oh, yeah, third party stuff happened. Let's see here.
So some very
highlights.
Some very interesting third party stuff happened.
So Toy World is doing Masterpiece style Coneheads. They're like the third people or second people to do this.
I'll tell you what, though. In contrast to Megatron, I think this is where the third party got it right.
I don't like them. I think their heads are too small.
Isn't Iron Factory?
I think the thrust head looks better on this one than it does on the regular one.
The face is too crammed in. The face is very small, and they got thrust wing placement wrong. So
I like them. I don't love it, but I like it.
I'm not going to buy them, but if I was going to buy Masterpiece cone heads, I'd probably go for something like this.
See, these look so they're Masterpiece, but to me they look like really nice deluxes, but scaled up.
The faces look oddly pouty.
Yeah, you're right. It's like work the camera. Give me your pouty look.
I'll be honest, I'm kind of tempted by these because they
well,
look...
and at 120 each, they're actually competitive with the official ones.
They're less.
And
the feet on these are way better than the official ones.
Yeah, and it's possible that those wings for thrust might can be moved down low. Possibly, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll probably.
That's literally it. The only things I don't like about them is I think the face is too small in the cone head and thrust wing placement. Other than that, these look really nice.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, these are roughly, what, $80 cheaper than what I could have got the official for?
50 or 60, I think. Well, right? They're like 180.
The original, the imported cone heads were 200.
I thought they were 179.
Either way, though, these third-party ones are inexplicably cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So weird.
How often does that happen?
I've already started on the official ones. So, yeah,
so, but are these scaled with, like, MP10, or are they scaled with to the original?
I'm not sure. I think one of the prototype pictures from a couple months ago now had a useful comparison picture, but I cannot remember.
I mean, I know, you know, whatever, they're roughly what they should be, the original Seeker Masterpiece toys, but to me they're just too big.
Yeah.
Something looks off in the chest too, to me.
It's the cockpit.
No, actually the areas around the cockpit, his nipple fins.
Nipple fins, great. okay, so I wanted to talk about this one, Fans Toys.
Yes.
Oh my god, Terminus Giganticus, Mega Supreme.
So I just have to lead into this with, if I was watching a G1 cartoon made in the style of a Roadrunner cartoon, this is the scientific name I would expect to see under, yes, Omega Supreme.
No, wait, we should change it to Wallidus Hurtigus.
Yes, that's true.
But I have to say, I am not a huge, I mean, Omega, I do want animated Omega, like a lot of other animated fans. God, this is gorgeous for an Omega Supreme.
This looks really nice, and I really don't want to know what it's going to cost.
I don't like it.
I'm guessing $400. I like
it. This is,
yeah, that $400 is my guess, too. Yeah.
And to get me to love an Omega Supreme, like I'm loving this, is just really impressive, because he's not like a character I've always had to have like a new version of, other than animated again. But this, he just looks...
So I'm very partial to season one Transformers, and I really do like me some Omega Supreme.
Yeah,
Chris, what's bothering you about this?
It's a box with legs.
Yeah,
well, that's Omega Supreme.
Yes, it is certainly consistent with cartoon of Omega Supreme. I don't want that.
What's bothering me about?
Go ahead, Rob.
Go ahead, Rob.
What's bothering me about it is that they seem to be teasing another damned third-party Devastator at the end of the gallery.
What I was about to ask Diecast about. He's the Fans Toys fanboy. Have they done a Devastator yet, or is this them saying they're doing another one?
This is them saying they're doing another one.
There leaves no guesses.
Will be the first Devastator for Fans Toys, but the thing is, we've got so many releases now. We probably won't get Devastator completed till like 2020.
Well, they could just do it as a big box set. If they're going to release something as big as Omega Supreme, just release a whole Devastator by itself.
A masterpiece box set. Oh, dear God.
Oh, okay, and here's something else. They could recolor this, and we would finally get Omega Supreme.
Yeah.
How many people would not want Omega Supreme in that sucker?
Nobody would
buy
it.
Okay, so the thing is, if an Omega Supreme was to exist alongside an Omega Supreme, whatever size the Omega Supreme was, I would need Supreme to be like half the size, because I take, you know, the toy scale more to heart than the, I will use this term loosely, design intent.
Yeah. Go ahead.
They can recolor this into the, what were those guards? They were
Omega Sentinels.
Yeah. Or the that they were called Guardian Robots in the cartoon. But Brian, can you screen share the one where he's? I think that's what Quake Wave that he's holding.
He's holding
Quake Wave.
No, I want to see somebody troop build this as Guardian Robots now.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's incredible. That picture of him holding Quake Wave is just
God. I am going to be, you know, I'm already mentally justifying. It's like, well, I didn't get Pandanus, so
you should have.
You didn't get
Pandanus, but you're going to get Devil Stinger or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I'm probably getting Black Zarak, but since I didn't get Pandanus, I've got a slot open in my mental balancing Rolodex
in the Dononomics.
Dononomics, yes.
I've already got. I've already got the Skyfire pre-ordered, so
I might as well do this too. Yeah, just well, it's not available for pre-order yet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and see, like you know, Don has another slot open because he doesn't have to get that Skyfire because he has Kronos.
Yeah.
Well, then we're just gonna have to slap Don for if he's honestly thinking that that's okay and he doesn't need the fans toys one.
Okay, here's the thing. I want to see how Phoenix looks in robot mode as Skyfire.
Oh, Don, I have the perfect way for you to do it. I'm supposed to be getting a review sample of the Fans Toys Phoenix, so you can watch my review, and then you can pre-order it. Well, and you'll get it before it comes out.
I just want to see how it... Because like I've always said, I know Kronos has issues. I know that. Duh. But visually in robot mode, he looks like Skyfire. So
maybe
that's what I want to see. With
sample of this, too. But I don't know if they want to ship that out to that many people.
Wow.
Shipping will kill them.
But I have to say, guys, Fans Toys is in the top tier. And this just... If he's the quality of the Dinobots...
I worry about the engineering with this, when it not with like how it, like the joints or anything. I just worry that it's going to be too heavy for its own good. I mean, I know that we have the Metroplex and the, or actually, I guess,
Utopia.
Yeah, Utopia and Dystopia. I think this is bigger though, right?
Yeah. Looks like it.
I worry like with the Hasbro stuff. Especially the new stuff, it's got to be kind of hollow because you don't want it to like crumble under its own weight. I don't see this being as hollow as the Hasbro stuff. I just worry that there are going to be physics issues.
But look at those joints in the knees. Those things are huge.
Yeah, they'll have to be.
I mean, those
and
are
this,
good stuff.
This is a render.
Yeah, I mean, and they have it posed in a crouching pose. I don't think this is going to be a problem.
I don't think this is going to be able to.
Well, maybe
I'm overstepping.
Look how big those feet are.
Well, Diecast and I have the fans. Now, Diecast, you got the Fans Toys Dinobots, right?
Yeah.
You and I. Okay. There's a lot of weight. Again, I know it's not as much as what we're seeing here with this Omega Supreme, but there's a lot of weight being supported on these joints with the Dinobots, and I have had no joint issues at all with any of my Dinobots. I know, but I'm just saying if there's an incremental increase from one to the other stages, if they balance out this Omega like they did the Dinobots as the next step up,
unfortunately,
I'm agreeing with. You know, I'm agreeing
with
Diecast, which is rare, I know.
Fans is really smart about it. 50% of the weight of the figure is going to be in those, knee to feet area.
Which makes sense.
Is going to be, you know, the rest of the weight's going to be evenly distributed between the rest of the figure. So
Hopefully, you're right.
They definitely know what they're doing.
I'm just worried.
Don't worry.
Yeah, but like,
It's not a
Megatron, it's going to be okay.
If we weren't talking about Fans Toys or like MMC or somebody, we wouldn't be as optimistic that it would hold up as well as it
right.
does.
If this was a KFC. You know, Impossible Toys figure, I'd be very concerned.
I mean, I hope you're right. Seriously. Speaking of MMC, actually, they at TFCon we saw their More Than Meets the Eye style Megatron, and it's okay.
It looks nice.
Yeah, something just seems off, and I can't figure out exactly what.
The face?
No, maybe. No, it's more general than that. There's just something.
The
not
fact that
quite
he has
right
a fusion cannon.
It's the silhouette overall. I mean, even with the weapons removed, it's not... Something's wrong.
There's so much stuff going on behind it that it's hard for me to separate it out from everything. Which I'm trying to go to the second photo, and it
yeah. Isn't this like a redo of the figure that Matt really wants? One of the Legion of Doom figures or whatever they're called? The tank one, the purple tank.
The Decepticon Justice Division, Tarn.
Yeah, Tarn. Isn't this almost like a...
No, his face is... I like his face when I get a close-up.
Well, you can see them standing next to Tarn in one of the photos, and you can see they're pretty well completely different. So.
Yeah.
It looked like shared engineering.
I think I like it, actually, now that I'm looking at this close-up photo. I only actually looked at the one. I wouldn't buy it, but I would, if somebody gave it to me, I wouldn't trade it or something.
Boy, that's high praise.
Yeah, I know, right?
I think the gray is maybe just a tiny bit too light.
Something about it just is not working for me.
Yeah.
It's a smidge off, but I don't hate it.
I think it's like so close to hitting the uncanny valley thing, except you know it's just so close to the design it's going for, but so not quite there. I can't reconcile the two correctly.
I get it. Yeah, I've been there. I get it.
But I like that they're going to have a set of option parts for it, so you can change it into pre-war Megatron also, and I guess turn the vehicle into like a drill tank thing instead of a space jet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I have to assume, like, if that's the case, there's probably a way to turn the one vehicle mode into something like a battle tank instead of a spaceship, if you prefer.
Yeah, it seems like it comes with option parts for, like, three different alternate modes, the fusion cannon, the drill, and the jet nose.
I thought the fusion cannon was part of the jet nose.
Maybe it is. It looked like there were three different arm cannons going on, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's three different ones because that fusion cannon has a very large barrel that would not fit inside that jet nose.
Next item. I almost pre-ordered this and then stopped myself. Unofficial, not six shot. DX9's Hanzo. He's nice. But I don't need it.
Yeah.
It's nice, but it's not so much nicer than the Titans Return one coming out that I feel obligated or compelled to get it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if there was not the Titans Return one already known to be coming, I'd probably be looking at getting this.
Yeah.
Because it has good styling.
It makes me really regret getting Hexatron. I'm like, oh, why did I
thought the
Hexatron?
Titans Return one was enough for that.
Yeah, that's true.
We got Hexatron like 3 years ago.
Something like that.
I just got my KO Hexatron and, you know, I'm not dissatisfied with that. So.
And then there's also the G Creation six shot, which means that we're in the six shot wars now.
Oh, so there's another one? I didn't see that. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
It's at the end of the gallery.
Yeah. It's a deeper like sea green, right?
And it's got stranger proportions.
Yeah, way different styling.
That's
the same thing with Overlord being in a war, because I was really excited about that MMC Overlord, the Carnifex. And now that I've seen the Hasbro Dark Shadow, which we know it's
Sky Shadow.
Overlord. What's that?
Sky Shadow.
Oh, yeah. Now that we know it's going to be an Overlord, I'm like, I don't really need the MMC one. You know, I'll save the money and I'll get an Overlord for, you know, $45.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's generally how I feel, too.
Yeah, and now if the MMC one was, you know, more G1 authentic, I would be more compelled to get it.
Of course, there's, you know, people who are going to want the IDW-specific design. But at the same time, there's probably going to be shades of that in the Hasbro toy, too.
Yeah, but I think if you're trying to sell to people who like the IDW comics versus people who like the G1 stuff, you're doing yourself a disservice catering to IDW. I mean, even though the IDW stuff sells really well, there's still way more people who don't read it than read it.
The other thing is Carnifex has been in development for like 3 years. And at the time the development started, going IDW was exactly the right thing to do.
Oh, I remember being incredibly excited when we saw our first hints of Carnifex, because I had totally planned on getting it because I, you know, thought, well, we'll never get an Overlord.
Yeah.
That's what I go to third party for, is figures that I'm never going to get officially.
Mm-hmm. The same thing we used to go to, like, you know, a collector's club for.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's just one of those figures that took way too long to come out.
Yeah, the development time shot it in the foot, which it happens more than it ought to, I guess. But this is just one of those times where, like, yeah, Hasbro actually caught up and shot it out from under them.
And I am going to basically, with the next item, go back on something I said last week. I said I had no desire whatsoever to get the Fans Toys Springer, and I don't still. But I really like Ocular Max's stuff from MMC, and this popped up, and it cost less, and I already know that their stuff is great, so I pre-ordered Saltus, which is a weird
name. I think the Fans Toys one we saw last week looks better.
Yeah,
I do too. But this is going to be a smaller, I think, one, and more fit in with what I really like Ocular Max. I am a big fan of their stuff. I don't know
what is the current count. That's all I want to know.
Five.
Is this eight? Seven?
No.
Nine.
No.
Do you count to their modes? Because then we got to get a calculator out.
No, there was Warbot Defender.
Uh-huh.
Then there was
That's
Generation.
That's not Masterpiece style, though, Don.
Yeah, who cares?
Well, I thought you meant
we'll
the Springer in general.
Count it.
You know,
yeah.
Warbot Defender, Springer from Generations, you've got Alan from Unique Toys, and then you've got these last two.
So three Masterpiece style Springers.
Wait, doesn't KFC have one, too?
Well, I think they might, actually.
There was a chart going around a few weeks ago that had at least five of them.
Yeah.
Oh, and I don't think this one was on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because this was just revealed over the weekend.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
I was going to say, I think when it comes down to Autobot cars, and he is sort of an Autobot car, I'm going to exclusively get the Ocular Max stuff, which was the thing that triggered me to get this.
Yeah, I really like the Ocular Max style. I'm not interested in buying any of them because it doesn't fit into what I want my collection to be. But if I was going to, I'd probably lean heavily in that direction. I'd like to see an Ocular Max take on Omega Supreme to, you know, flash back to the Terminus Giganticus thing.
Because I'll be honest, y'all, of the three, you know, like I said, I've got Warbot Defender, but that's not a Masterpiece style. Of the three that I've seen so far, I'm kind of partial to the Unique Toys Alan.
That's the one with the really big feet, right?
Yeah, the big feet. He strikes me as being Springer is a big burly dude, and you know that's what I like the other.
And he sure never skips leg day.
And but, he's in stock.
Yeah. Oh, in the chat, Dragon Superfan said, "Don't forget GDO Springer." I try to forget GDO in general, but
well, there's also BotCon Springer. Then,
oh yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, looking at this picture of Alan, I don't like that at all. That's
okay.
Very, very. I don't know what they were looking at when they were figuring out what the big Springer looked like.
If it was the only one, I'd be like, "Oh, it looks great." Yeah. But
Alan to me looks like a high school artist's painting of Springer. if a fledgling artist from high school wanted to paint a Springer, and they got like a B+ on it, that would be what this is.
Wow! Just
no, I think you're exactly right.
I still kind of like the way it looks. I think it looks pretty good.
Take a good look at that head, Dawn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just not as good. Okay, let's see here. Anything else? Anything else? That's it. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, first up, XV has a review of the Transformers tie-in to Revolution, which is the best single issue of Revolution yet. I took my what we were talking about the new fan club last week and put my thoughts into an opinion piece about what I'd like the Transformers fan club to be. That's up there.
I'd like it to be less expensive.
Yeah, that's a big one. I would like something that is more inclusive. So, yeah. You know, I think in terms of Transformers fandom as it is now, a collector's club has outlived its usefulness, especially in the way that we have seen. You know, not to go too deep into the piece, but, you know, that their FunPub's format is really great for dead brands with entirely adult audiences, which is why they started out on 12-inch G.I. Joe.
Yep.
And Transformers is not that thing.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
And we also have Andrew Griffith's cover for Lost Light number one, which features the actual current crew of the Lost Light and was going to be the first cover revealed for the issue at SDCC until everybody realized they kind of left Rodimus and company on an exploding cliffhanger and wanted to reassure people they would be there.
I think they also just didn't want to be lynched.
That, yeah.
Hey, Rob, just a quick question. I looked at that cover. Is that Getaway?
Yeah,
it's Getaway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. I thought that was him.
I know it's hard to tell since he has so much more color than the Generations toy.
You beat me to it. Yeah. Okay, so don't forget tfradio.net/extralife to learn more about the Extra Life live stream. That will be happening on November 5th, starting at 8 a.m. Eastern and running until about midnight. Follow us on social media to learn more at TF Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/TF Radio. And I've been putting a little more on our Instagram, which is at TF Podcast. But we will have more information on Extra Life and all of our other events and everything going on there. So we are marching toward our 500th episode. Right now, we plan on having that the last week of the year, and it'll also be our 2016 recap episode. And those are always fun and take forever. So
yes, episode 500 will be 500 hours long.
Yeah, and that one it will probably not be live because it usually takes
it almost never is.
Yeah, it usually takes hours and hours and hours to record.
At least 3 hours.
I mean, I guess we could stream it anyway, and anybody who actually wants to sit around and watch us do it live.
Yeah, I mean, we've streamed
but, like,
longer.
I don't think the live version, if we do one, would be what goes up on the channel
ultimately.
The podcast. So.
Depression already skyrockets around the holiday season. Why would we want to do that to anybody?
Yeah, but
we're assholes.
Yeah, it gets very, very edited, but it's always a lot of fun. It's always one of our biggest shows of the year too. So it's fitting that it's episode 500. We are engineering that. We are skipping a week. I think we're
going
to skip the week.
I mean, there's not a lot of engineering going on. It's just like, well, we're probably not going to do anything on Thanksgiving week anyway.
Yeah, there we are.
The only other thing
we could do is be the first episode of 2017, which would involve skipping another week.
Yeah, not doing it.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of y'all would rather spend time with your families on Thanksgiving, on the day before Thanksgiving, than listening
to us.
Not
actual Thanksgiving, because you've got to start your Black Friday shopping.
Yep.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yep. My favorite time of the year.
Maybe we should just like officially move Thanksgiving to Wednesday so that there's time on Thursday to do all the Black Friday stuff.
Well,
they just start shopping on Wednesday. So.
Well, actually, as a quick side note, I read that one of the mall conglomerate companies that owns like dozens and dozens of malls is actually closing their stores on Thursday and not opening till Friday morning, which is interesting.
It's an example more businesses need to follow.
Yes, since it's a national holiday and all.
Okay, so like in my opinion, the only kind of businesses that should have business hours on Thursday are grocery stores up until like 2 p.m. just so people who have forgotten their can of pumpkin pie filling can go and pick that up.
Hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Hospitals on Thanksgiving.
Radio stations, TV stations.
Sheets.
Oh, you can have radio stations and TV stations be automated for that time.
Yeah. So back before the station I worked for had automation, I worked there on Christmas and on Thanksgiving. So, yeah, I like automation. But Sheets will be open and I'll probably be going.
I guess you need gas stations too, yeah.
That's true. So, again, I've mentioned all of our social media. You can follow me on Twitter at BKilby. XV is at ChrisRTXV.
I guess I should have said that the only retail kind of businesses that should be open on those days, on that day, is emergency grocery functions.
True.
Yeah.
I've been using Instagram more. I am at Brian Kilby. Matt, you are?
At Melvar on Twitter. Three L's, two R's.
Yep. Don?
I'm on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR. You can reach me using the RFC tag or also the hashtag TFYLP, as I'm over there as well.
So do you go and look, click on the hashtags to bring those up, or are you just saying that?
I'm sorry, what, Brian? You faded out there for a second. What was
Don,
that
do you know what a hashtag is?
Yeah, it's the little thing with a number sign in front of it.
Okay. I never look for, like, hashtag RSC or anything like that. Interesting. That's cool. Diecast.
I'm at Diecast2 and on Twitter and on YouTube at RFC Reviews.
Cool. Rob.
I am on Twitter at RAC2750. I am on YouTube at Flailthroughs, which is updating very occasionally with action figure reviews of very old Gundam toys. And XV and my Transformers reviews can be seen on YouTube at T-Formers TV and, of course, in text and photos at T-Formers.com.
Awesome. And John, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm watching you.
How do people get a hold of you?
Twitter, that John D. Nowhere else.
Sweet.
Take the hint. Internet.
don't friend me on Facebook, damn it. I was going to say something completely escaped me.
See us at Jolana.
Oh, actually, yes. Thank you. Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to talk about. Rob Springer and I have been in communication this week about some of the things going on with Jolanta. Rob is really the guy who is pulling the Transformers stuff together, but I'm providing input and stuff. I'm really excited for what's going to go on Jolanta, and that's going to be, what, March 10th, 11th, 9th?
11th and 12th.
Yeah, so in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Marriott Century Center, it's going to be March 10th, which is a new day because they normally didn't do Fridays. But if you pre-register March 10th, 11th, and 12th, general admission is available on the 11th and 12th, and it's just $10 a day. The Marriott Century Center is a great location. They completely sell out the entire hotel for Jolanta. Jolanta is a big deal. And, of course, we'll have a panel there. It'll be a lot of fun. And
so, Brian, who's going to be representing from RFC?
On the panel? It's the panel.
Well, just in general.
Okay, so I'm there. Rob Springer's there. Diecast will be there. Even though not officially RFC, our buddy Dusty will be there. And Dusty might as well be RFC. Right now, it looks like our buddy Crazy Steve is going to have a panel. Super excited about that. And if any of you guys are able to go, that would be phenomenal.
Well, I'm working on Hey Mickey to do a ride down, so.
Yeah, you should do it. And our panel's a lot of fun.
We might grab Ken so we can oil him there, too.
Yeah, great. Mm. I always have a lot of fun at Jolanta. It's just a great, fun convention. It reminds me a lot of what BotCon used to be back in the day when the Hartmans ran it.
Diecast has an important question, Kilby.
Okay, what is it? Oh, is JT going to be there? Yes, he is.
Oh, it's going down at Jolanta.
He
good. It'll finally be the national nightmare. Will be finally be over with.
You know what they say? A little pig gets fed, a big hog gets slaughtered.
Wow, that's
awesome. I think what they say is the little pig gets smothered by its mother.
No one says that, Diecast. No living person says that.
He's cutting a promo, Don.
He's not doing a very good job of it, is he?
Jefferson Davis Hope wouldn't even say that.
So, Diecast, you actually like trained to be a wrestler, didn't you? Did they actually go over like doing promo stuff when you were studying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you fail that class?
I think he does a good job. Or cutting promos is hard.
Or were you in a sleeper hold that day?
Woo!
So JT is pretty good at cutting promos. I've heard a couple of them.
And Chris, I know you don't watch a lot of wrestling, so I've heard a lot worse promos. Diecast is actually doing pretty well. So.
And I don't remember the guy who trained Diecast was especially great at promos, Stevie Richards.
I don't ever remember any he's actually done.
yeah, I can't either. So it's funny. So I've heard of the guy that trained you to wrestle, and I'd heard of the guy or some of the guys who had trained with Joey too. So kind of interesting. Yeah,
Brian, have they announced the? Have you heard if they announced a guest list yet for Joe Lanta?
So Joe Lanta sometimes. I mean, they'll do guests. Larry Hama is usually there, but it's not really. Go ahead.
Because if I'm going to go, I would like Sergeant Slaughter to be there just so I can meet him like the one time that I'm probably going to go.
He's always around here. He's always around here.
Because what little wrestling I ever watched was only because after he joined G.I. Joe, and that was very minimal that I ever watched him. But
I would love to see him there. I'll mention to Buddy if that's possible. So we still have about 5 months, so...
He must live up in this area because I see him all the time.
Yeah, makes sense. That would be great, though. I agree. But Larry Hama is usually one of the guys there. Other times, it's a lot of people that are kind of local, that a lot of wrestlers, because WCW is in Atlanta. So it's a lot of people like that, usually.
I've always admired, again, I'm not a big Joe person, but the work he did on the character bios and fleshing these people out.
Oh, Larry Hama. I thought you were talking about Sergeant Slaughter.
No.
I don't remember Sergeant Slaughter writing any of the bios.
Yeah, Sergeant Slaughter was a brilliant character writer, don't you know?
Yeah, he killed
everybody. Goes home.
Just FYI, Don, according to Wikipedia, Sergeant Slaughter lives in Burlington.
Wow.
North Carolina?
Yep.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
So yeah, he could easily be there. That'd be kind of cool.
That's like
Brian.
Can
you pass that? Can you pass that along, Brian?
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, Kilby maybe you can carpool down with him.
Yeah.
No. Then they'll ask why we're stopping at every sheets between here and there.
Yeah, true.
You don't know. Maybe Sergeant Slaughter is a big fan of sheets.
There are no sheets between here and Atlanta, unfortunately. There's maybe one, I guess, in Troutman if we go that way.
And he knows where it's at, people.
It's 5 minutes. It's 10 minutes from my house, Don.
Oh, there you go.
But actually, if you're coming from Burlington, there are several. There's one in Burlington. There's one in Mebane.
There's
several in Greensboro.
I thought maybe there was High Point. Like, there was some
Salem.
Spot.
So Kilby, what's on the network this week?
Yadkinville.
He's not going to let you talk until he's done getting through this list, Don.
Moxville.
Well,
Troutman. Okay.
Edit point.
Edit point number two.
That stopped him.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, there's one little small town somewhere in Georgia where he knows there's the sheets. He just knows the name of the town.
There's not one, unfortunately. Okay, so on the network this week, we have... What's this week's Superhero Time Presents, that one episode of Star Trek?
It's the animated series again, so it's the last two episodes of Season 1, which is The Eye of the Beholder and The Jihad.
Oh, cool.
Speaking of that, you...
Number three.
You know what I'm talking about.
At point number three.
What you talked about, New Warriors. You talked smack about my New Warriors.
Yes, Don, I know.
And I will... Don't talk smack about my New Warriors.
Don, I knew exactly what I was doing. That's why I said hi, Don, at the end of it.
Yeah, Chris, don't speak ill of the dead.
Yes, because you said hi, Don.
Okay. I knew what I was doing.
So we have that. We have Being Awesome with Rob Springer. Rob talks about Hascon, the Nintendo Switch, and more. RSC, of course, was last week. And tomorrow I'm going to post next episode of Take Four Wrestling, and that episode, let's see here, I've actually already forgotten what we talk about. What did we talk about last?
Weren't you doing another episode of Raw?
Oh, yeah. It was March 31st, 2008, Ric Flair's retirement, Raw, which I've watched several times, so yeah.
That was a good show. I liked that one.
It was a good show.
Don't think you should do American Gladiators.
That's not wrestling.
It's just as real as wrestling.
It's more entertaining.
Yeah, it is.
That's it. We'll see you later. Have a good one.
Bye, y'all.
You couldn't kick three of us.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?